Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gamers Inn Patreon Mini for the week of October 3rd. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers Inn content. We're looking for our October patrons, so if you want a shout out on the Patreon Mini and the main show for the month of October, you can support us at patreon.com/thegamersinn. Extra Life is here. Speaking of support, you can support our campaign for Extra Life, where we're raising funds for Children's Miracle Network hospitals around the world. Game day is November 7th, and with BlizzCon nowhere to be found in 2020 due to our current circumstances, we are going to be able to play on game day with everybody else in the world. So that is exciting. Haven't been able to do that since Justin and I just discussed this last week. And it was, I think it was 2014, 2016. Anyways, it is very exciting that we are going to be able to play on game day, because it always has that like sort of buzz around it. You know, things aren't working, but there's just everyone's playing at the same time, and it is a lot of fun. And remember, donate bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2020. If you donate, you can pick a prize from our prize list, bit.ly/TGI prizes. I know a lot of folks wait till our stream to donate, which is fun because it kind of displays on the screen, keeps us going. But it also helps to donate during, before the streams, in between the streams. It helps support the cause, keeps it front of mind. But really, if you want to wait for one of the streams and get your name up on the stream and you know, see our excitement as these donations keep popping up, that is always fun too. So I totally understand that. Personally, I am $50 away from my next milestone of raising $250, and that milestone is going to have me play some scary games. My milestone streams, I have milestone streams set up throughout the, I have a couple extra that aren't listed, but I have milestones for every $250, and that'll be an additional stream on top of our game day and our end of year stream. They're all themed, and the first one, of course, I figured I'd be able to hit 250 by the end of October, will be Halloween themed, or scary game themed. And I'm kind of thinking of Amnesia Rebirth, which is the new Amnesia game. I've always been scared out of my living wits about playing Amnesia, and two, never been able to get through them because they're just so scary. So if that sounds like a winning combination for playing like a 4-hour stream of it, that sounds pretty good to me. $50 away, and that will unlock. I'll set the date. That game comes out on October 20th. So that's kind of what we're looking at for timelines, but definitely some spooky games coming in the near future. Speaking of games for the Gamers Inn, I don't know if you got a chance to check out Super Mario Bros. 35, but I've been playing that. I thought I was pretty good at Super Mario Brothers. Turns out, not so great when people are throwing a bunch of Goombas and Koopas at you. So the game is free if you have Nintendo Online, and you can download it. Concept is, you are playing Super Mario Brothers alongside 34 other players, and every time you kill an enemy, it goes to an enemy, or sorry, every time you kill a Goomba, an enemy in the game, that enemy then goes to another player's screen, and it can result as fewer and fewer players are playing, more and more enemies are showing up on screen. The Fire Mario power-up has never been so critical until this game, so keep that in mind. Also, knowing where the hidden 1-up mushrooms, I'll say, is very important, because when you get a 1-up mushroom, you don't get an additional life. You get an additional 20 coins, which you can then use to hit the roulette to get a power-up, which is key when you get blocked by 3 or 4 Bowsers. Not joking. So definitely check that one out. It's totally unique. Nothing you've ever played before, except for maybe Tetris 99. It has that vibe, but this is unique. Last week, I posed a question as to whether I should play Outer Worlds or Gears Tactics. I didn't hear back from anyone, but I decided to, before I even people had the chance to hear back, I was already jumping between the two. And here's what I came away with. Gears Tactics, it was not what I hoped for. It was not quite as snappy as XCOM was. Still good, still cool, but it felt like it wasn't XCOM enough, you know? It's like every other game that says, oh, it's like XCOM. It's just not enough like XCOM, because you go in expecting it to do a certain thing, and it's just there's a lot of systems in Gears Tactics which fit very much to the Gears world, but present a tougher challenge in fighting. And I found myself kind of getting a bit beat up in the matches, so I kind of dropped it. I'll probably go back when there's less, you know, on my mind in terms of video games and just everything going around, because I feel like it is very much like you got to think about what you're doing. It's not like traditional Gears where you can just shut your brain off and shoot some grubs. So, but Outer Worlds, I was playing on PC, so I had to restart, and I think it's just, I hit that sort of treadmill hurdle situation where I'm like, ah, I've done all this. I know on the Xbox I didn't get far. I really wish that game had cross save, because I feel like I could totally, you know, continue my playthrough with ease on PC and get a lot more time in. But I think my struggle right now is like, I don't have 5 or 6 sessions to sit down and get through that first initial chunk that I already played. I've tried doing a couple searches for crossplay in terms of the, you know, cross save, but there's no mention of it. So, which is very much a bummer. But that brings me to the game I actually have been playing a little bit of, which is Hades. I bought it during early access, and I played a little bit of it. I thought I played a bunch of it, but turns out I played next to nothing. So when I booted up, it hit 1.0, the full release just recently, and is out on multiple platforms, including the Switch. And I've been playing more of it. And it's like, that game is so good. You've heard it from everybody else that it's fantastic. It is fantastic. I'm playing on PC. I'm waiting for the cross save functionality to come to Switch, and then I'm buying it on Switch because that game demands my attention on PC and console. And that's the other thing too, like, we're doing remote kindergarten with Caden, so I'm downstairs with him while he's on the tablet, and I'm sort of like, I'm not his teacher, but I'm there to kind of guide him when he needs it. So I'm half paying attention to my laptop working, and I'm not working on work, I'm working on like podcast and business stuff, just like housekeeping, extra life, that sort of thing, podcasts. But half paying attention to him to make sure he's listening and make sure he's doing his tasks. So, I'm on a computer a lot. So at the end of the night, when I get time to play games, it's like, I'm not really keen to play on PC. I'd rather play on the TV. So that's where like Super Mario Brothers, 3D All-Stars and 35 have really been coming in handy. I've been playing a lot of TV gaming. So Hades is fantastic. Definitely check it out. You've heard it constantly. Now you're hearing it from me. News stories so far that we've got, there's big talk of Insomniac giving Spider-Man a new look, in the new PS5 remaster, completely, recasting the face model for Peter Parker, making him look much younger and much more Tom Hollandy. So we might talk about that. There's been some blowback from the gaming community, and I guess the game director tweeted today about how he's been getting death threats. Don't send death threats. Like, honestly, don't do that. Just don't do that. At the end of the day, and I know our listeners are saying, like, why would I send a death threat? Like, that's way too far. And you can disagree with a decision made by a company, but death threats are never okay. And in this instance, you know, they've explained it. Like, they made the change. I mean, the look being close to Tom Holland, I think that's, you know, that's part of it. But I think for what they've said is, like, they wanted to cast a character closer to the performance of the main voice actor, which his name escapes me. But also, it's their game. And if they wanted to recast the face model, I'll say this, the new face model does look definitely like a bump up. Like, they could have up-rezzed the PS4 version, but I feel like by going with a new face model, they've really been able to run with the look, because I think Spider-Man's face did look kind of not as great as the other face, you know, face set. Like, I'm not saying the face model is bad in the sense that the guy who provided the face model is just has a not look good, a good looking face, but I just feel like this is a step forward. Like, this happens. I mean, look at Uncharted 3 to Uncharted 4. That is a different face for Nathan Drake, you know, similar, but different. And I know he looks much younger in the PS5 Spider-Man, and that's throwing some people off, because honestly, like, the Spider-Man looked much older in the PS4 version. But I don't know if we'll talk about this on the show, but World of Warcraft Shadowlands has been delayed. I mean, Jocelyn has a whole show to talk about World of Warcraft, so sometimes it does leak through. But I think in my mind, I was thinking of checking out Shadowlands, so we'll probably at least mention it. They do say they need a bit more time. They're going to release it within 2020. Minecraft is coming to Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. As of this recording, we got our unveil and our deep dive, the DLC pack for Wave 2. The second fighter for Wave 2 DLC is coming out on October 13th. Kind of excited about that. It's a big, huge change to the game. Looking at Summoner's Call, Mythic Hero came out this week. Special Heroes, Halloween themed, no doubt, coming out next week. New Game Club will start next week as well for Fire Emblem Blazing Blade, the Lin route. Our first Game Club in 2021 will be Three Houses route, as chosen by Extra Life donors. So if you want to donate to me, bit.ly/extralife Ryan, you can note that the donation is for Summoner's Call and choose your favorite Fire Emblem Three Houses route. $10 or more gets you a vote, and you can stack those votes. So $20 gets you two votes, and so on. So far, Claude is in the lead with three votes. So looks like Verdant Wind is the favorite so far. Looking at upcoming releases, we talked a bit about this last week, but the critical ones just came out. Super Mario Bros. 35, Brothers, sorry, on Switch. Crash Bandicoot 4 just came out as well. Star Wars Squadrons, hearing some good things about that. That just came out on Friday. Baldur's Gate 3 on Early Access, push back a week, is coming out on October 6th. FIFA 21 on the 9th. Age of Empires 3 on the 15th. Cloudpunk on the 15th. Rahi, an Ancient Epic on the 15th. Mario Kart Live Home Circuit. I am not picking up that one. That is an expensive toy. That's coming out on the 16th. NHL 21 coming out on the 16th. Amnesia Rebirth, as I mentioned, coming out on the 20th. Transformers Battlegrounds on the 23rd. Ghost Runner on the 27th. The Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 4, PlayStation 4, coming out on the 27th. I got to change that. I have Shadowlands still listed here. Watch Dogs Legion coming out on the 29th. Pikmin 3 Deluxe on the Switch for on October 30th. And finally, the Dark Pictures Anthology series, Little Hope, coming out on the 30th. All right. Well, be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.